You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 83, Non-Christian Eyewitnesses. Today's challenge: if Jesus existed, why don't we have statements about him from non-Christian eyewitnesses of his ministry? Today's defense: because we wouldn't expect to. Based on events like the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, Matthew 14, 13 to 21, and Matthew 15, 32 to 38, we may estimate the number of people who were eyewitnesses of Jesus' ministry was in the tens of thousands. However, the vast majority were not among his constant companions and only encountered him on one or a handful of occasions. They were thus unlikely to leave a written account. Further, the vast majority of them, like the vast majority in first century Palestine, belonged to the rural lower class and were illiterate. The ancient Mediterranean world had a primarily oral culture, and most could not write, especially in rural places like Galilee. Consequently, information about popular figures like Jesus was primarily passed on by oral tradition. Those most interested in passing on traditions about a teacher, whether in oral or written form, were his disciples, who in this case would be Christians, the people that this challenge is excluding. Non-Christians would have little interest in passing on Jesus' traditions, much less writing them down. The number of people who were eyewitnesses of Jesus, non-Christian, able to write, and motivated to write about him, was probably very small. It probably included only a few people, like the governor Pontius Pilate, the high priest Caiaphas, and some in their circles. Some of these people probably did write about Jesus. In particular, Pilate likely recorded Jesus' execution in government records. However, we have no records from any of these people about anything. All the primary source Roman records have perished, as did any kept by the Jewish authorities, being destroyed when the Romans burned the temple in AD 70. We know about people from this period, for example, popular Jewish figures like Coney the Circle Maker, Judas the Galilean, Theudas, and the revolutionary known as the Egyptian, not because we have eyewitness accounts, which are rare, but because they are mentioned by ancient historians and other writers. The same types of sources that speak of them also speak of Jesus. In fact, our evidence for Jesus is even better, as in his case, we do have statements by eyewitnesses, such as his Christian followers, Matthew and John.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.